I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, my conversation with James Lipton. He celebrates the 200th episode of Inside the Actors Studio. That's in just a few minutes. But first, as part of our international briefing, today we want to continue to explore how the rest of the world views the results of the presidential election here in the U.S. Even more, we want to understand what hopes there are for the incoming administration. To do this, we're going to be talking with ambassadors from different regions and countries of the world. Today, we are joined by South Africa's ambassador to the United States, Wilele Nklapo. Ambassador Nklapo began his term on August 1st of 2007. He served for many years in diplomatic missions in Ethiopia, Eritrea, Botswana, Burundi, and most recently at the United Nations. And he was kind enough to join us from the embassy. Ambassador, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Before we jump in, I wanted to ask, was the presidential election closely followed in South Africa? And what was the reaction upon news that Barack Obama had been elected president?
I think the elections were certainly closely followed from the time of the primaries, principally because of two reasons. One, the Clintons are very known in South Africa because of their long-standing relationship with the country. And even after they were in office, they continuously visited South Africa, and particularly every birthday that Nelson Mandela celebrated. So they were very much known and revered. And then came somebody who nobody really could relate to, just in the general populace, challenging the Clintons. That sparked a lot of interest. And people were looking at this thing from different angles, saying that, but is this serious? Is this something that can be realized? Who is this fellow? Can he really make it?
Do they believe it now? Or we?
No. Now that they started celebrating, it has become something that everybody is talking about. And they are beginning to reflect on it in terms of understanding American society.
Let's talk about matters of policy. You mentioned that there is a lot of lingering affection for President Clinton and Senator Clinton owing to the Clinton administration's interest in South Africa and, of course, the region. The Bush administration, George W. Bush's administration, has received high marks in many quarters for his interest in Africa, specifically for the president's efforts to address HIV/AIDS. Are you hoping that the Obama administration will continue that focus, or are there other policy initiatives that you would like to see him undertake?
We are confident that they'll not only pursue, but will make sure that some of the gaps that have been identified by African countries on the issues pursued by President Bush, the PEPFAR, the Millennium Challenge Account, and some issues related to AFRICOM, these matters were discussed with them. We discussed with them at the bilateral level, but we also participated in the meeting where they addressed the whole Africa group of ambassadors, explaining some of the areas that they're exploring in terms of policy options and some of the things that we think they were going to look at and do differently. Conflict resolution, attending to the issues related to trade, and of course the health and other issues that have been on the agenda of the Bush administration.
Mr. Ambassador, the political crisis in Zimbabwe has been in the headlines for almost a year now. Many Americans are very interested in this. And, of course, former South African President Thabo Mbeki has been deeply involved in the negotiations. Progress seems very, very slow. The U.S. and the European Union imposed trade sanctions on Zimbabwe. What is the country's view of this? Are there other steps that you think the U.S. should be taking to be more helpful here?
I think so far there has been a degree of cooperation and patience from the U.S. in relation to the efforts. But, of course, it's something that we cannot take for granted that patience is not going to run out. And one can understand part of the problem that is now creating a deadlock. It's around the question of definition and interpretation of power, and therefore the role of the security forces. It becomes quite a sticky issue. But we believe that at the end of the day, some reason will come to bear on the leadership of Zimbabwe, and they can find each other and begin to move on what they have agreed upon.
There are two other conflicts in the region I think many Americans are following closely, in the Congo and in Darfur, and both places the UN peacekeeping missions are on the ground. Do you think that the UN peacekeeping mission needs to be increased? Do you think that the U.S. is offering enough support to the UN peacekeeping missions? Or do you think that given the way the U.S. is viewed in the world right now, it is best to stay on the sidelines?
Well, from the very beginning, the call from the continent was for a mandate that will take into account some of the problems that we are seeing today. But of course, that did not happen. A review of that mandate is very critical. The mandate has to be reviewed, strengthen the capacity of the peacekeepers to respond to the challenges on the ground, open corridors so that humanitarian assistance can be relayed to those that are in need, and also find possibilities of a political solution to some of these problems, because it is quite clear that a military solution becomes more long drawn and the consequences are not that anybody would want to live with. And we hope that the promise that the U.S. had made in the past of training some special forces of the Congolese army to be able to respond to some of these challenges will still be forthcoming.
Turning again to the whole question of the world economic crisis, on Saturday, leaders of the G20 countries are going to come to Washington to talk about the economic crisis. South Africa is the only African country represented in the meeting. What role do you think South Africa will have to play at this meeting? And does it bother you that South Africa is the only African country represented?
Well, at the moment, that is the reality. We find ourselves in the situation where we have to carry the hope of Africa into that meeting in terms of African interest and African expectations. African countries have been affected differently because at the moment there has been no immediate major impact, but it is quite clear from what the World Bank is saying with the approaches that are being made by some African countries that they are beginning to feel the pinch. And therefore, a multilateral solution to this issue becomes quite important, and we have been committed to represent the interests of the continent and make our contribution on that basis.
Mr. Ambassador, President-elect Obama has made it clear, and many people within the Democratic Party feel it is very important, that he demonstrate a fresh start, that he demonstrate a new beginning. One of his arguments for his candidacy was that it is necessary to create a break from the past, that America's reputation in the world has been damaged, and that it's important to restore that reputation. Are there steps that you would like to see his administration take in support of that fresh start in restoring the regard that other countries have had for the U.S. in the past?
One of the things that concerns many is how the U.S. engages the United Nations system. I think we hope to see a change in that, a renewed faith in that multilateral institution, and the role that the U.S. can then begin to restore its leadership in that institution in terms of the manner in which it engages, and of course, supporting the decisions of that institution. In terms of funding and in terms of participation where it becomes possible.
Finally, Mr. Ambassador, as of course everyone knows, South Africa will be hosting World Cup in 2010. Do you want to hazard a guess about who the final two will be?
I think we can leave it until the quarterfinals begin.
Okay.
And then we'll have to look at history.
I see that your diplomatic training has not been for nothing. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Relile Nklapo is South Africa's ambassador to the United States. He was kind enough to join us from his office in Washington, D.C. Mr. Ambassador, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.